All right, let's get going. Right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Siena Hills Public Infrastructure District. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow, Jensen and Reese. Today is May 14th. The time is 2:50 p.m. We do have a quorum of the board. For our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and the record, we'll start with Ted. You're the chair. Do you want to start?
Sure, this is Ted Wheeler, present.
Greg Whitehead here.
Greg MacArthur.
Justin Weymouth.
I'm Jared Wheeler.
And David Hutchison, LaCLA.
That is everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
All right. First thing up, board, is the board meeting minutes from our February 12th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do I need to put them up?
I reviewed them.
Okay, could I get a motion then,
I'll
Justin?
make a motion that the meeting minutes be approved as written.
Thanks, Justin.
I'll second the motion.
Thanks, Greg. Double G. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, I'll quit sharing. Let David put up the financials.
All right, thanks, Michael. For Siena Hills Public Infrastructure District Number 1, financial statements as of March 31st, 2025, starting in the balance sheet and in the general fund, we have a developer advance receivable, $10,780 or $90, and accounts payable of $15,022. In the debt service fund and bond fund, we have $1,265,821. And in the reserve fund at $949,858. And we have a receivable from the county treasurer of $13,103. In the capital projects fund, we have $23,388 in the project fund. And let's see, moving on to the general fund statement of revenues, expenditures, changes in fund balances. We had the expenditures accounting of $2,749 and legal of $1,483. That gives us an ending fund balance of negative $4,232. Moving on to the debt service fund, we had interest income of $20,623, and that gives us an ending fund balance of $2,228,781. And moving on to the capital projects fund, we had interest income of $218, and that gives us an ending fund balance of $23,170. Excuse me, $23,388. Looking at the wrong line there. With that, let me open it up to you. Any questions or anything you guys would like to look at a little more in depth?
I have one question. The accounts receivable from the County of Washington, what time period is that for? Because we talked about we received a check from them for about that amount of money. Is this for a different year? Or?
Okay, and let's see.
1,000, $102, $103.
Yeah, that sounds like the same check.
So it's
You have received a check for property taxes for an amount similar to this?
yes.
And when was that from?
It was just before our last meeting, and I got an account open. I thought, remember, you were going to call me on how to get that account set up. You said you had
Yes.
questions.
Yes, I had some questions. You helped me get in touch with the banker at Zions. That's
Okay.
right. And he's helped us to get some of those accounts set up.
Okay.
Okay, let's see.
So that should be in our account at Zions, and no transactions have taken place on that account.
Okay. Let me.
I can look up what the account balance is if you want me to.
See, and that's in your science account. I got that right here. Right district. So that would have been deposited in, see, January or February.
Yeah, I think it. I held the check for a while until the account was officially open. But yeah, it's the. Let's see here.
Oh, you know what? I do not have copies of the Zions bank account, and that's probably why we. So that needs to be updated based on the activity from the Zions bank account.
Okay, it was deposited January 3rd. $13,102.80.
Okay.
And they're taking $3 a month out for a paper statement. And I don't even know where the statement's going because I am not getting that. So I'll have to call them about that.
Yeah, I just request that they change that to be electronic statements only, and they'll remove that.
Okay. You already did that, or you're saying?
No, I haven't done that. But I know with other accounts that we work with, we've just requested that they change it to electronic statements. And
okay.
You may even be able to ask them to refund those fees. Usually they'll be willing to do that.
Okay.
So if you wouldn't mind sending those bank statements over, we will get these updated. That will. Has there been any other activity in that Zions account, or is it just basically holding the property taxes that are received at this point?
Yeah, no, the only transactions is $3 statement fees, but anything else that's been paid came out of our regular tri-state funding account.
Okay. So basically the difference that we would see here is a Zions checking account with, you know, $13,000 in the debt service fund. Believe based on the indenture that those funds need to go to UMB first, and then UMB will turn around and cut a check back to the district for an administrative carve out. That would move it into a general fund once that happens.
Okay.
So David, can you work with Ted on how to move that over to UMB?
Yes, I will. I'll work with him.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Okay, any other questions, board?
That was the only one I had.
Okay.
Thanks for asking that question, too. That's really helpful.
Yeah.
I'll watch for those bank statements also. So if you could just send all the statements that you have from account opening until, I guess, even through April, if you have those.
I don't have any, but I'll look online and see if I can send them.
Okay. One other thing that we've been able to do with some districts is set up and read-only access that allows us to be able to go in and just download those statements directly.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
Okay.
Ned, you and I talked about that, and I looked in my files. I have not been receiving any hard copies, so I don't know where they're going to. Normally, it's been my address here at the law office, but I have not received any banking statements.
Well, I can reach out if you'd like to the contact at the bank that you gave me, Ted, and I can request them, and I'll copy you guys on that request that we change get those changed to electronic statements. And is there a preference of where you guys would like that? And or I could even ask them to have it go to multiple email addresses.
It could go to a few of our emails if we have multiple things. Definitely to you, and then maybe to Justin.
Okay. Justin, CLA. Anyone have a preference if they'd like to receive that? Ted, would you like to receive it also?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Guess we can start with those, and then if anyone wants it going forward, we can modify that request.
It's a low transaction account, so.
Okay. Sounds good. I will reach out to him after our meeting. I guess with that, are there any other questions? If not, I'll turn it back to you, Michael.
Okay.
What I would need
board then is a motion to accept the financials as presented and discussed with those adjustments that David's going to make.
I'll make a motion to accept the as presented.
Okay. And thanks, Ted.
Mm-hmm.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Greg. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous. Do you guys have anything for us that we need to work on besides what we just talked about?
I think we need to make sure everybody fills out these conflict interest disclosure forms and get them in. The other one is, and I haven't done it yet either. I started to, and then I had to leave, and then over the night my computer shut it off. So, but there is a examination we have to take, and I know Ted took it, but I don't know how many of the rest of us, but it's required by the state auditor, and we got to take it.
Yeah, it's the training. So yeah. You only have to do it once, about 15 minutes, give or take.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. And it's multiple choice questions. The only thing I would suggest is if you miss one question, you got to go back and read the whole thing again, like, and then take each test. So just write down what your answers are each time so you can skip. Because usually, like, if you miss one, it's just one. You can go back and just answer that one question. Or you have the answers to the ones you don't need to reread.
Okay. Thanks for the reminder.
Just so you know, the state auditor made a comment that everyone steals, and the only people that don't steal are those that are watched, is essentially what he said. So, given an opportunity to steal, people will steal. I thought that was a pretty cryptic statement, but that's what he's normally said. So they're watching these really close. So you want to make sure you do it. Can you get you guys to send them out again, just so everybody has them fresh?
Yep, I will.
Okay.
And then Ted, were there any changes in the first quarter quarterly report? Any updates to the development that happened January through March?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Can you get me those?
Sure.
I sent you the report, so if you can just update that for me.
Okay.
Technically, it's due tomorrow, but there's a couple of days grace period.
Okay.
Okay.
So as far as sales, we sold...
all I need, whatever development updates then there would be.
So sold parcels.
Yeah, that would be included, yes. So...
So I think there's three additional sold parcels.
Okay.
Perfect. Lot three, four, and five. Is that right, everybody?
I don't remember the lot numbers, so I'll defer.
Well, Finley's had lot one and two. And then they bought three and four, and then lot five sold. So, yeah, it's three, four, and five of the parcel numbers that sold.
Okay. That's correct. I have those right in front of me. So you're correct, Ted.
Okay, great.
And five is what Auto Enterprises bought?
Yes.
Okay. Correct.
All right. Well, with that, take a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Greg.
Second.
Thanks, Double G. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Hey, good to see you guys.
Before you get kicked us off, come